Can you hear me now?
Nope.
No. Can you hear me now? Hi, Lynn.
Yeah.
Lynn, check the bottom of your
It's in.
Now, why didn't we do this before?
Oh, there we go.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah?
I think so.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Nope.
Can you hear me?
Nope.
Take a quick break. Hi, guys. I'm Marianne. Welcome to me. Myself being back. I had a beautiful, my daughter got married and a beautiful Labor Day weekend, and I'm back here, and our number is 203-661-5051. I'm with Linda Battinelli Colucci, and her husband, her handsome husband, Sal Colucci. All right, guys, just want to say hello, but I'll be right back because I have to fix the microphones. Thanks for tuning in.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Becoming mostly sunny for today. Breezy with highs 72 to 76. Mostly clear. A cool night tonight with lows 57 to 62. Sunshine. A beautiful day tomorrow with highs around 75. Partial sunshine on Monday, 70 to 75. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, middle 70s. And we'll see clouds increase on Wednesday with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Warmer temperatures near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday near 80. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
This is Margaret Walsh from Greenwich Library. Knowing where and how to start a job search can be the most challenging part. Career strategist Noelle Ammon will show you why it doesn't have to be. In her Get Started, Reinvent Your Brand, and Tell Your Story workshop, she will share her process for starting the job search without all the stress. She will also help you deconstruct your career history and rebuild the foundation for your professional brand so you can tell your story with ease as you move forward in the job search. Noelle's mission is to help people do what they love. This is the first in a series of three workshops designed to help you learn the ropes of landing a job in a painless, chronological, step-by-step process. This workshop will take place on Wednesday, September 18th at 6:30 p.m. Registration is required and can be done by visiting the library's calendar of events. I'm Margaret Walsh of Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And we're back. Let's try this again, okay, guys? Let's try this again.
Now I can't hear you.
I can't hear me. Right? Now can you hear me, Lynn?
No.
But it was okay. Right?
It was okay on that recorded thing.
Oh, my gosh. All right, let me see if Bob Small is still here. Meantime, I'll play a song. What am I going to do? Can you hear me now, Lynn?
Nope.
All right. Let's see what's going on. All right.
Do you want me to see if Bob is still there?
Would you please, Linda? Would you please, Linda?
Go with Sal.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm here. Thank you, Sal. Thank you so much. I'm here. I'm here with Linda Colucci, and we're going to be talking a lot about Connecticut Playmakers and...
Ableists.
And what else, Lynn?
And Michelle Grace.
And Michelle Grace. And Linda
yes.
is with the Connecticut Playmakers.
Yes. Yes, have been for about 10 years, and Connecticut Playmakers has been around since 1947.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful organization where we put on, we have such an amazing group of people.
John, they can't hear me. Okay, John Iannuzzi's in the house right now, and he has a baby girl, little Lemon, isn't that beautiful? Looks just like John, with curly hair, blue eyes, right, John?
And a red beard.
And a red beard. Well, she's
there we go.
She's Italian.
There we go.
Sounds good?
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
Just unplug that one.
Yeah. Here you go.
Thank you.
Much better, Linda?
Much better.
Thank
much
you.
Better. We have a team.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Father
we have a team of people at Connecticut Playmakers that are just incredible, artistic, talented people. Michelle Grace is our artistic director, and she does such a fabulous job putting on shows and
entertaining people.
Entertaining people, and she's doing it tonight, Mayor. She's going to be at the Stanford Diner. And some people think, oh, we're going to the diner for dinner?
No.
You know, the Stanford Diner is amazing.
It really
wonderful.
Is.
You go to the Stanford Diner, and they have this big room in the back, and Chris Coogan comes and sets up his piano. And sometimes we're lucky enough to get Marianne Ramos, and she'll bring her drums.
I love it.
Marianne is our comic relief. She's so fun. She is so fun.
But, you know, we're going to get into all this, too. And
yes.
I want you. First of all, Sal, thank you for getting John. Thank you very much.
Yes.
That was great. And I told Joanne I'm going to call her around 11:15, and I want to get into everything. But
yes.
Linda, we have to talk about the Connecticut Playmakers. And we have to talk about
Ableist.
And these are all nonprofit organizations.
They are.
Right.
So Ableist is an organization that provides services for people with special needs.
Isn't that wonderful?
And we have an event coming up on the 14th, a week from today.
Right.
And it's called Dancing Stars of Greenwich. Mm-hmm. And I am dancing.
Oh, God bless
and
you.
Raising money for Ableist.
Mm-hmm.
And we have about 700 people mm-hmm. in the organization, mm-hmm. and it's very expensive to mm-hmm. keep people, you know, entertained and housed and,
right.
and clothed. And it's very expensive proposition.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we have 32 group homes in Greenwich, Stanford. We're building in Darien now. Just amazing, amazing place.
And isn't it wonderful, Linda Battinelli? Linda Colucci, Battinelli Colucci. I'm sorry, Sal. I'm trying. Linda Colucci, isn't it wonderful that you surround yourself with such wonderful people?
You know, it makes my heart feel full to mm-hmm. be around people that just want to give mm-hmm. for the sake of giving and sending out all that positive energy in the
right.
universe. And
it's so
wonderful.
Important.
It's
important.
Wonderful. And when you do that, it all comes back.
Right.
It all comes back.
Right.
And it never ceases to amaze me how much of it comes back.
And so right now I'm going to take a break
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to get on the phone, your friend and mine.
Yes.
Right, Joanne
yes.
Salvatore, and she's going to talk about her big event with the Malta House.
Yes, our events are the same night.
I know. Are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
So, we're
you're excited.
We're very excited.
Well, each of
we're
you, yes.
very excited. Malta House is a
wonderful organization. Wonderful.
I had an opportunity last year, Mayor, to go to the Italian Center for their big mm-hmm. fundraiser. And one gal stood up, young woman, with her son, and
she spoke.
Mm-hmm. And when she spoke, mm-hmm. she just mesmerized everybody in the place. And she talked about how she would be on the streets today with her child mm-hmm. if it hadn't been for Malta House.
Yeah, it makes you cry. It doesn't it, makes you cry.
It just, they gave her such a boost, and she now volunteers back.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? She's giving back.
She's giving back.
Oh, that's great.
When she needed it, she got, and
right.
now she's giving back.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's fabulous.
Fabulous. So we'll take a quick break. Okay. All right, Lynn,
sure.
thank you very much. And we're going to bring back Joanne Salvatore with us. Thank you so much for tuning in to Marianne's Italian Hour, WGCH.com and WGCH.com anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Becoming mostly sunny for today, breezy with highs 72 to 76, mostly clear, a cool night tonight with lows 57 to 62. Sunshine, a beautiful day tomorrow with highs around 75. Partial sunshine on Monday, 70 to 75. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, middle 70s. And we'll see clouds increase on Wednesday with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Warmer temperatures near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday near 80. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Low Lowe's helps you do it right to save on what you need to take on all the projects on your to-do list. Stop in today and save $20 on a Greenworks 1700 PSI electric pressure washer, now $99. Just plug it in and go. No gas is required. And keep your lawn looking its best by repairing bare spots and get 25% off all Pennington One-Step Complete Lawn Repair Mix. Whatever projects you have in mind today and every day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 9/11. Pennington offer availability varies by location, U.S. only.
WGCH 1490.
Okay.
All right, Lynn?
Nope. Oh, yes.
We're ready to go, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Joanne's on the phone. We're going to introduce her right now. Joanne, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
And
thank
Hi, you. Joanne.
And this is Linda Colucci.
Hi, hon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Where were you Tuesday after golf? You didn't come in for coffee. That's the best part of the day.
I know, it is.
Oh,
it
Mary,
is.
We have more fun, right, Linda?
Oh, we do. We definitely do.
We talk about our grandchildren, right?
Yes.
I think that's wonderful.
I was just showing Marianne pictures.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Oh,
and,
isn't he? Oh,
and
my
Joanne
God.
And Linda, what better conversation?
I know.
Really?
I know.
It's so much fun. It really
it is.
We don't even talk
it's
about
the
golf.
Best. No, we don't.
Once we're finished, that's it.
So I've known Joanne Salvatore. Oh, Joanne.
I was a baby. Right, Mary?
You were always beautiful like Linda. But I you know, and we, of course, my family with the Salvatores has, I can say forever, Joe, because that's how
right.
I feel.
Yes.
And then
yes.
When Ronnie was getting married, my father, you think my father was father of the groom. He was so excited.
Oh, I know. He was wonderful. We'll
Thank
never
you.
Forget him.
Thank you, Joe.
Never.
You.
And your mother. We love your
we
mother.
Love
She's an inspiration.
And she said grace. My daughter and my son-in-law asked my mother to say grace at the
oh,
wedding.
Oh, how beautiful oh, is
Linda,
that?
It was beautiful. It really, really was.
Oh,
she
my
touched
God.
Everyone. It and did. Leah looked gorgeous. Mary, oh. Everything was just perfect.
Thank you, Joanne.
Except Mary got my husband a little tired.
All
right,
of a,
Mary?
All of a sudden, I hear someone go, Mary, come on, let's do the twist. So I just said, okay.
And I never thought. I never told you. The next day, he couldn't walk.
No way.
Oh, no way.
I'm going to tell
oh,
you something.
Oh, how funny.
I think Ronnie Salvatore goes down with the twist more than Chubby Checker.
Oh, Mary, wait till I tell him that one.
I'm not kidding
Oh,
you.
That's hysterical.
Watching him, I had to take a Dramamine. Up and down, up and down, up. And he, Joanne, he didn't miss a beat.
I know we did. I know. He loves it. You should see him dancing with my granddaughter.
Oh, my
they
God. How fun. How fun.
He loves
yes,
it.
And he does.
So, Joanne, Linda and I would like to talk to you a little bit about the Malta House. And how long it's been in existence and what the mission is, Joe.
Oh, it's been there for a long, long time. And the mission is to raise money to help mothers and babies. It's a shelter. And they go there when they're pregnant, and they stay there for a year to 18 months, and they feed them, and they get them ready, you know, to go on their own, so they're self-sufficient.
Right.
It's a wonderful, wonderful cause. And then we're having this big fundraiser on September 14th, next Saturday.
Right.
Sharon Fieri and I are co-chairing it.
And Joanne, excuse me for 1 second, how long have you and Sharon Fieri been involved with the
Oh, my God, we've been involved for maybe 6 years. You know, you lose track of time, but for about 6 years. This is the third concert we've done. Oh, and Mary, you know about the dinner we did at the Italian Center.
Yeah, and Linda was just talking about it.
I was just talking about that.
Oh, that was great. Mary, you were the...
Oops.
Remember you served, Mary?
I did.
Yes.
I,
we had celebrity waitresses.
I,
you
yes,
were one of
I
them.
Served, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
And then they said, if you want to eat yourself, you can go in the back room. So I said to Angel Jazzo, I don't mean to sound cocky, guys. Excuse me. I know everybody in this room. I'm not going in the back room and going to eat by myself. I'm not
That's
doing it.
That's right. But I just want to tell you
so
a little more. So it's next Saturday. It's at the Palace Theater, and you can get your tickets at the Palace Theater, and the tickets are 30, 50, 80. And then we have a pre-show reception upstairs in the Palace Theater, which that starts at 6 o'clock, and Columbus Park is catering that. It's really a lovely, lovely evening. It really is.
Isn't that nice?
And when you see these babies, it really touches your heart.
Mm-mm.
It really does. They're beautiful.
Absolutely.
And the mothers are so nice. And they're really helpless. They have nowhere to go.
That's
right.
Where is the Malta House located, Joanne?
It's in Norwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now open. They're going to, they just purchased a new place. And in Norwalk. And now they have eight rooms.
Oh.
And so now they're going to expand. So with the help of everyone. And I have to say, we're also having a raffle.
Oh.
So Sharon and I have been selling tickets in churches, supermarkets, the golf course. And this week we're really going to be busy. So Ronnie and Jack are not getting dinner this week. They're on their own.
Ronnie, what's dinner? What does that mean?
right. But it's for such a good cause. And I have to tell you, there are so many generous people in the community.
Yeah,
Everyone's coming forth. I mean, when you hear about a baby needing help and a mother, you know, you're just so willing to help.
Right.
It's great. So, and it starts at 8 o'clock, September 14th, and it's the original Jersey Boys.
And I saw them too.
Yes, you did. We had
before. We went
before. And they're back.
They were wonderful.
Yes.
They were.
We're
great.
Really excited.
They were great. They were wonderful.
They were great.
So once again, we're speaking to Joanne Salvatore regarding the Malta House and the Malta House great big event coming up. Joanne, I don't know why when I think about the Malta House, I think you're there longer than 6 years. I don't know why that is.
Oh, no, that I've been involved.
Right.
No, that Sharon and I have been involved for about six or seven years. We weren't involved before.
You weren't. See, I'm thinking you've been involved for maybe 15.
No, we did our first function. We did the three tenors, and that was very successful.
Yes.
It really. And then we do raffles. The last time we did the raffle. Remember, we had the drawing at the dinner that we had at the Italian Center.
That's right.
And
that was
very successful.
Yep.
Thank God.
And this is really going well. This is really, not only are we getting people to come to the show, but we're also selling raffle tickets.
Isn't that great?
Wonderful.
And people want to help, you know, Linda?
Oh, they do. I'm telling you, Mary, we've met so many nice people. I mean, they'll just give us $20 and said it's a donation. Don't even put my name on the ticket.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's how willing they are to help us.
Yes.
So
yep.
It really, really is. So I hope we have a good turnout, which we do so far.
Good.
We really do.
Good.
You know, the thing is that when you donate to a cause and you know that that money is going to really, every dollar is going to help these moms and their babies.
Yes.
It's not going to some administrator, you know.
Right.
It's all the money is going to help these moms with their babies.
Yes.
And that's just, you can't help but want to help support that.
Yes.
And when you see success stories coming out of Malta House the way that I saw them at the Italian Center. You want to be able to help these folks because they're doing such a great job.
They are.
Yes.
They are. That one girl that spoke, her baby just loved, she had her head on her mom's shoulder.
Uh-huh.
She just adored her. And this girl had nowhere to go.
Yep.
Nowhere at all, and she heard about Malta House, and they took her in, and now she's on her own.
No way, she
went back to school, so they really, really help you more ways than one.
The girl that spoke last year, Joanne, she's the one that went back to school?
Yes, she did.
I remember her talking about school.
Yes, she did. She was very artistic.
And where do they live after they leave the Malta House, Joanne?
Well, they go on their own. I guess they get an apartment, or they're able to do this because they get them to a point where they can do it.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Right.
And they educate them.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's wonderful.
They just don't live there and do nothing. They are really helping them in more ways than one.
Right. They coach those moms.
They do. They
on
really,
how
really
to,
do.
How to do things.
Yes.
Some of them have had these babies when they're very, very young.
Yes.
And
they
don't know how to manage an apartment and do groceries and go get a job. And Malta House just does a fabulous, fabulous job.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
And they're really, they turn out such success stories. You can't help but want to help them.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And when they leave the Malta House, how proud they must be of themselves.
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah. They are. They really are. And now they're going to expand, so now they could take more babies in.
Oh, right. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Joanne, when you see these babies, I'm asking you because I think I would get emotional. Maybe Linda would too. Mm. When you see these babies, do you get emotional, Joanne?
Yes, I do. And you see them, you see how happy they are. And that's what really gets to you.
Yeah.
I mean, we should really have one of the babies with us when we're selling raffle tickets.
Oh, well, what a great
idea, Joanne.
Yes, we really should.
That's great.
Because they are just so cute and so precious. And that's Linda, you know how we love babies, right?
We do love our babies.
Well, we have to get Franco and Burr together.
Yes, we do.
I love this. God. Well, Joanne, congratulations on many years at the Malta House. And congratulations to Sharon Ferry also.
Yes. Okay, good talking to you.
But Joanne, one thing is, too, I have to say, not that Joanne's like you, Linda. Joanne's never without her smile. Never.
No. Oh, she does all the time.
You smile all the time, Joanne.
We love her.
Yes.
We just love her. Oh, my God.
We do, too. And Joanne.
So special.
She is special.
Mary has to come and have coffee with us.
Yes.
Thank you.
It takes us longer to have our breakfast than it does to play golf.
Oh, I love that. And Joanne, at the wedding, you looked beautiful. May I say that?
Oh, thank you, and so did you. And we had a ball. We really did, Mary. It was wonderful.
Well,
everything was wonderful.
It was fun, Linda.
Yes. Good luck to you next week. And I'm so sorry I won't see you dancing.
I know. Oh. We have our fundraiser for Ableist.
Right. You said that
on the same night.
Oh.
Yeah, on the same night. But you know what? I am too, because we had such a wonderful time at the Malta House event last year.
Yeah.
But we're both there for each other.
In spirit.
And we're going to see pictures.
We are there.
Yes. I want to see you dancing.
Oh, my God.
I saw your dress. It's gorgeous.
The dress is so fun.
Yes. It's going to be a fun night. Well, I'll be thinking of you, and you will be thinking of me, right?
I will. Absolutely.
Then we can talk. Could you imagine how long we're going to have coffee?
That coffee is going to last through dinner.
I'll take a coffee and a steak.
Right. Oh, love you both.
I love you, Joanne.
Too.
And the best of luck, Joe. We love you.
Thank you so much.
Love
Bye-bye.
You. And my best to Chubby Checker.
Oh, now listen. How do we get in? How do people make donations?
Thank you.
I know we're so busy talking. Okay. So you call the Palace Theater for tickets.
Okay.
Let me give you the number. It's 203-325-4466. And that's if you want tickets for $30, $50, $80.
Okay.
And if you'd like to go to the reception, which is beautiful, it really is nice, it's $150 a person, and the number you call is 203-857-0088, and it's at, and it's Malta House.
Right.
So you call them directly if you'd like to go to the show and the reception.
Okay. Now, what if someone just wanted to make a donation?
Oh, yes.
Can they call... You?
Well, yes. Let me give you my number, okay? And I'll give you Sharon's number, too.
Okay.
My number is 203-322-7664, and Sharon's is 329-9763.
Okay.
All right, Joanne, I just wrote them down in case anyone calls.
Yes. Oh, okay, guys.
Great.
Talking to you.
So, Joanne, best of luck, and I'll see you at some grocery stores pretty soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye, honey. Love you.
Bye, Joanne.
You,
Joe. Bye.
Bye-bye. She's wonderful.
She is wonderful, and I hope people out there have been listening and will open their hearts and open their wallets.
And, you know, to see the Midtown Men at the Palace Theater for, say, they get the $30 ticket, that's nothing.
Yeah. No, it is nothing.
And you know your money's going into the right place.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's the nicest thing of all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How you doing, Sal? You okay?
I'm doing great.
I forgot to tell him. I spark up a little bit when the men are here. All right, I'm back. We're back. Linda Colucci is here with me regarding Ableist.
Yes.
And
next Saturday, at the same time that Malta House is having their special event, I am going to be participating in the second annual Dancing Stars of Greenwich, which benefits ableists. Now, that event is happening at the Tamarack Country Club right here in Greenwich. And ableists is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides very vital services for over 700 individuals of all ages with special needs.
That's beautiful.
And their families, not just those people with special needs, but also their families. And the we're working with Fred Astaire Dance Studio of Greenwich. And I'm very excited to help raise money for them. Last year, they raised $46,000.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful.
And this year, our goal is $100,000.
Oh.
And we are all the way up to $50,000 now. So I've got one more week to go out there and push for that extra $50,000. And we need it so badly.
Where are you going to be selling? Anywhere special or just all over?
No, you have to go online to make the donations. Now, donations translate to votes for the dancers. Mm-hmm. We have 12 celebrity dancers, which are members of the community like myself, who are taking lessons, and we're dancing with the professionals at Fred Astaire.
Right.
Yes. And if you go online and you go to DancingStarsOfGreenwich.net, and you click on Vote for a Star, and then you go down. You have to go to the one that says Vote for Linda Colucci.
That's the one you have to go to.
You have to
There's
go
no
to
one
that
else.
One. There,
no.
Those other 11 people that are dancing, no.
Doesn't matter.
No. You go to the one that says Vote for Linda Colucci, and every dollar counts as a vote. I have a goal of raising $5,000, and I need another $1,600 between now and next week for this amazing organization. Now, you know, Mayor, many years ago, when someone was disabled and they had special needs, they were likely born and put immediately into an institution, and they did not live quality lives at all. They passed very early in their lives. This organization we have residents in their 80s. In their 80s, Marianne. That just speaks to the quality of care that they're getting through ableists, and the wonderful things, the opportunities, and the crafts that they're able to do. We have a greenhouse that they built a couple of years ago, and they sell they're in there making their growing microgreens, which they sell to local restaurants. They have a craft group that makes their own signature soaps and lotions, and everything is sold in their little gift shop that's attached to the greenhouse. And all of the money that they raise goes back into the organization. And Amy Montemuro is our chairman of the board, CEO, and she has just raised amazing amounts of money and grant money to enable us to keep caring for these folks who now in their 80s have no family left.
Yeah.
They have obviously no mom and dad left to help them. And our thrust now is birth to earth. So we want to be able to identify those with special needs at a very young age, where we can have intervention with therapists and professionals who can help them to get them into school systems. Mm-hmm. And then the public schools take over until that person is 21. And at age 21, they age out of the system. And without a place like ableists, So many of these kids would not have a place to go.
So sad.
They would be on the streets.
On the streets, I was going to say that.
And it just, we can't let this happen.
No.
We can't let this happen there. It's just not right thing to do.
Too important not to.
It really truly is, because they have so many wonderful things that they can do. They may not be able to do everything that you and I can do, but we have dances for them, and we have proms, and they go and get their hair and nails done, and the boys wear tuxedos, and we have talent shows, and these folks, they're human beings, and they're so talented in so many ways. It's just, we need to provide for them. Mm-hmm. We need to have a way to provide for them. And some of them just don't have families that can afford to house them and have therapy for them. And then when the parents are gone, what happens to that individual? And that's where ableist steps in.
Right.
So like I said, our thrust is now birth to earth. We want to be able to service those special needs individuals in Fairfield County from the time that they're born until they're not on the planet any longer.
Wow. So, isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Yes.
And so that's the mission.
And that's the mission. And every dollar is going to help those individuals.
You know, Linda, I'm looking at you as I do all my guests, and as you speak, you have such, not just passion, but love. And as you speak in your heart, you could see it.
It, you know, Marianne, I have been very blessed in my life. And I look at these young people and these 80-year-old octogenarians in these group homes, and they are just unbelievable people. Mm-hmm. The boys, some of the boys are very, they're very muscular. And so ableist got a truck and we actually hire them.
Right.
And the truck goes and picks them up in the morning, and they will deliver firewood. They'll go and do lawn maintenance for you. You know, you call ableist and they'll come out and help you in your yard. And it's just unbelievable what they do. And they're so proud of what they've accomplished.
Right.
In another time, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, they would not have had these opportunities. And they get paid a meager stipend, but it's money that they can use to go to the movies, to go bowling, to go see some music, to go with their friends and have a hamburger.
Right.
And it seems like something so simple to most of us, but these young people, I'm telling you, they are just incredible. They are incredible. And we need to help them out. We need to make sure that they can continue to do what we are helping them to do now.
And Linda, it sounds like, you know, whatever you do for them, they're such little, wonderful little souls that they do a lot for you too.
They give back just by their smiles, just by their hugs. When in October, we will have a walk run at Todd Point. And last year, it was a fantastic day. We had bubble trucks, we had music, we had dancing. It was just an incredible thing.
And this is Todd's Point,
Todd's Point. I don't have the date right here at my fingertips. I think it's the Columbus Day weekend.
And I
believe it is. But we walk all around Todd's Point, and however they can get around Todd's Point, whether it's on crutches or in a wheelchair or on their own walking, however they can make that walk run, they make it.
They do it.
And it's just, like I said, it's an amazing organization with an unbelievable mission. And Every dollar counts.
Right.
Every single dollar counts. Again, that is www.dancingstarsofgreenwich. No spaces, just dancingstarsofgreenwich.net. And you can go there and vote for a participant, one of the stars. Mm-hmm. And every dollar that you donate goes back to the organization.
Wow, Linda.
And it's quite a mission when you think about it. We have, I believe right now, it's 32 houses to house the...
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. To house those people that can be in a residential setting. And it requires 24/7 counselors around and people to help them 24/7 to cook their meals and make sure that they do what they have to do. Everybody has chores. It's very expensive. It's a very expensive proposition.
But you get it done.
We get it done.
Yes, isn't that nice?
We do get it done.
Now, that brings me to a little lighter note because Linda Colucci is dancing with the stars.
I am.
You know, I did that in 2012.
Did you?
I did in Stanford.
Uh-huh.
Loved every second of it. And I danced through the dancing school, Fred Astaire, right here. Across the street from us. Yes.
Right, yes.
Yes, and... You're having a good time, aren't you?
I am having the time of my life. My partner, Matthew Ames, who is also the chairman of the dancing portion of this fundraiser.
Oh, is he?
Yes. He and I have had so many laughs through this summer. It's just been the best time.
Wow, isn't that wonderful?
So much fun. So much fun. And when he asked me what I wanted to do, at the very beginning, he said, what kind of a dance would you like to do? And I said, you know, Matthew, I really want something fast and fun.
Fun, yeah.
What was I thinking, Mary
Ann? So did I.
What was I thinking?
So did I.
So we're doing a...
I lived on, what do you call it? Tylenol? Dear Aspen? I had a call.
I hear you.
It was so funny because at the very end of my script, I said, and I want to thank Dr. Malazzi for giving me all the oxygen I needed to get through this. Because I needed it.
Yes.
But you know what, Linda? Isn't it wonderful that you're doing this?
It is fun. It is fun. It's my way to give back.
Yes.
For all the blessings that I have.
Yes.
And
may I ask Sal something?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, Sal. You know, your wife is very involved with wonderful organizations. How excited are you to watch her dance?
Oh, I've seen my wife dance many times. Not usually when she dances well, it's not with me because I have two left feet. But I'm very excited to watch my wife dance.
Ah, isn't that nice?
Oh, and I wanted to give you the date of the Ableist Walk Run.
It's
Sunday, October 20th.
Oh, October 20th.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the week after Columbus Day weekend.
Right, yep. Right.
Sunday, October 20th.
Thank you. Thank you, hon.
Wow, thank you, Sal.
You're welcome.
It's always nice to hear
from you. He's my secretary.
And you do it so well.
Yes, he does.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. He's so cute. God. So Linda, tell me about, do people ask the dancers? Do they need some qualifications to dance, or is it anyone that wants to volunteer?
Whoever wants to volunteer for dancing.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's when they said that they were going to do this, I thought, I want to do that. I want to be able to dance, you know,
right.
And raise some money for Ableist.
Through the way, right?
And we're doing a Lindy swing. And it's just, I'm telling you, we have the best time. I cannot wear any makeup for this because by the time I finish with this dance, I am sweating. It's so much energy to get through it.
But it's so much fun.
So much fun.
I dance to the song, Do You Love Me, now that I can dance. Do you love me?
Right.
It was just fun.
Yeah.
But again, you're giving back to the community, so
absolutely. That's all I'm looking for.
Right, Lynn. That's exactly right.
Yes.
Well, we're going to take a quick break right here. I'm speaking with my friend, Linda Colucci. And if you'd like to give her a call, 203-661-5051, 203-661-5051. I want to thank you for tuning in, and we'll be right back on 1490 WGCH, 1490WGCH.com, anywhere.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Becoming mostly sunny for today, breezy with highs 72 to 76, mostly clear, a cool night tonight with lows 57 to 62. Sunshine, a beautiful day tomorrow with highs around 75. Partial sunshine on Monday, 70 to 75. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, middle 70s. And we'll see clouds increase on Wednesday with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Warmer temperatures near 80. Scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday near 80. I'm meteorologist Michael Frascione on 1490 WGCH.
Hi, I'm radio host and food writer Kate of Intoxicate.com. If you're always on the hunt for the new local hotspot, tune into my show, Fork This with Intoxicate, Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. I'll be chatting with local chefs, cookbook authors, mixologists, brewmasters, and more, everything to tantalize those taste buds. Tune in to Fork This with Intoxicate every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. on 1490 WGCH.
Garland here. All right, and we're back. Hi, guys. I'm Marianne, 203-661-5051. Give us a call to talk or to talk about any event Linda Colucci's having. And she's having another one, right, Lynn?
I am. I'm also involved with the Connecticut Playmakers. And that started about 10 years ago. And I thought, you know what? I really want to get up on a stage and sing a song. And so Sal gave me some singing lessons.
And Sal, your husband?
Yes. He presented me with some singing lessons.
Did you, Sal? That's wonderful.
And said,
"How cute
go
that is.
For it. Go for it, hon." And I did. And I've been singing ever since and love it. Love it.
Yeah, beautiful voice. I can only imagine.
Oh, it's so much fun. And we have Connecticut Playmakers now has an event coming up October 4th and 5th. Two nights only. Get your tickets now. Let's Swing with the Stars and the Fairfield Counts is the name of our show. So what we've done, we have an artistic director, Michelle Grace, who is incredibly talented, picking out people that can sing certain songs and present themselves as stars. And so we have people who are going to be, are you ready for this, everybody?
I'm ready.
Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Judy Garland, Helen Forrest, Nat King Cole.
Nat King Cole.
Oh, my God, the fellow that's doing Nat King Cole, what a peach. He's Peggy De La Cruz's husband, Virgil.
And he's going to play Nat King Cole.
He's going to be Nat King Cole.
And what about Ella Fitzgerald? Excuse me. Ella Fitzgerald.
The girl that's doing Ella Fitzgerald. She is the best. She is the best. The best. Right. Wait till you see this. We have Rosemary Clooney. We have Helen O'Connell. Joe Stafford. I used to love Joe Stafford. I personally will be Peggy Lee that evening.
I love it,
Linda. Do too. I'm going to be Peggy Lee, so I'm going to be blonde, very, very blonde, and I'll be dressed in period, 1940s.
I love
cocktail
it.
Cocktail dress.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're playing with, now the challenge for us, we've done many, many shows, and we've been on the air talking about shows that we've done for years, but this time, instead of singing with a piano player and small combo orchestra group, mm-hmm. we are singing with the Fairfield Counts. Now, the Fairfield Counts, that's a 17-piece orchestra.
Wow.
Oh, yes. 17-piece big band. And their primary focus is those songs from the 1940s. The Benny Goodman, the Glenn Miller. They have an unbelievable group of talented musicians, and we will be singing with that big band. Now, after we sing with the big band, after all of these 12, 14, I think, 14 singers. We'll do 14 songs with the big band, and then we will have a dance floor set up, and the big band will play songs from the 1940s. They will also play more current music. They play all kinds of music. So it's not just for people who love the 1940s. Mm. But if you do love the 1940s and 50s, I'm telling you, you will have a ball.
Wow.
We have, I won't spoil surprises. You'll have to come and see the show. The show is October 4th and 5th, and it's going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation, which is on the corner of Forest Street and Bedford Street in Stamford. And it's cabaret-style table seating. So you can bring your own food and drinks, and it's a very inexpensive night out. $25 for the tickets for the show, which starts at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 7:30. Come in, bring your dinner, bring your bottle of wine, and wow, watch the show. And it's like I said, it's a very inexpensive way to have a wonderful, wonderful night out. And then we'll have a dance floor. So bring your dancing shoes,
oh,
everybody.
My gosh.
And bring your friends.
And Peggy Lee's going to be dancing, too.
And Peggy Lee is going to be dancing, let me tell you.
I love it. I love it. And I could just see your mother watching you and just enjoying every second.
You know what, Mir? She just called me on my cell phone.
What'd she say?
I could see. I didn't take the call because I'm on the air, but I just saw that she's listening out there.
You want me to call her?
Sure, call her up.
You want to put a number on the phone?
You
want to text her to call this number?
No, we can call her.
Okay, let's do it.
Give Marianne Mom's number.
Sal.
Sal is going to give Marianne my mom's number. My mom and my husband are like my biggest fans, and I'm telling you what cheerleaders I have. I'm so lucky. I am so lucky. But the Fairfield Counts, we're also going to have, I told you, Rosemary Clooney, June Christie, Tom Jones, ladies. Bring your underwear to throw at Tom Jones. Gene Krupa, Anita O'Day. What a great night. What a great night. These singers will sing the most popular songs from the 1940s and 50s. And we will be dancing afterwards. And you will have a great time. I think that Marianne is calling my mom.
Okay, Lynn, we are waiting your mom.
Okay. We'll see if she answers the phone. She may be outside with her puppy. She has a little dog.
Hello, Mrs. Battinelli.
Oh.
Hi, sweetie. This is Marianne DeLuca.
There she is.
Oh my God, you sound just like her.
Marianne says I sound just like my mother. Oh, that's a blessing.
Oh, my God. Mrs. Battinelli, your daughter sounds just like you.
We're going to try to put her on the air.
Over the radio? Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. My God, I feel like I'm talking to Linda. Okay, honey, hold on.
Oh, God. This is going to be great. I hope she filters herself. Sometimes words come out.
Hold on one second.
Sometimes words come out of my mom's mouth without her brain engaging, and I just hope she's filtering herself for this phone call.
Come here, Sal. Sal, press that down until that turns red.
This one?
Yes. Is it red?
No.
All right, pick it up.
Green.
So, if you would like to get tickets to this wonderful night, you can go on ConnecticutPlaymakers.org and order your tickets online through Eventbrite, or you can call this number, 203-977-8627. You will get Peggy De La Cruz, and Peggy has been involved with Playmakers for years and years. And she is such a staple, such a presence in our organization.
Hello?
It will be taking reservations over the phone. She'll take reservations over the phone. Or, like I said, you can go to ctplaymakers.org.
Okay, Mom's waiting.
Mom?
Yes! Oh, my God,
Sally.
I was so excited to hear you on the radio.
Yes.
You have so many varied talents. Thank God you got them all from me. Thank goodness. And that's not true. Your talent you got from your talented dad, because I cannot sing Happy Birthday on key. I change octaves.
The Battinellis were a very fun family.
A lot of music in the Battinelli family.
A lot of music in the Battinelli family.
Yes, lots and lots of music. Pete D'Aquilino on the ukulele.
Of course.
You know, I was just talking to a few of my neighbors yesterday. I'll tell you real quickly. And I am so fortunate, too, like my daughter says. I am so fortunate to have a daughter like I have and a son-in-law like I have and grandchildren and great-grandson. And it's just absolutely wonderful. And I also am so grateful for all of my in-laws. It's rare that you can hear nothing but good things about your in-laws. They're a very big, loving, talented Italian family.
They are.
I was so fortunate to marry into that, and we have so much fun when we get together.
We definitely do.
We do.
They're quite a presence in town,
and they're a lot of fun.
Yes,
we have.
Yes.
We have an annual event every year in August, closest to the 10th of the month, a family reunion every year.
And how is it, Mrs. Battinelli? You love it?
I love it.
It's fabulous. What we do, the reason that we have it on the second Saturday of August every year is because my grandmother's birthday was the 12th of August. And we are still celebrating her birthday.
Wow.
And she would have been this year 119 years old.
God bless her.
And she's been gone now for 30 years.
Wow.
And we still celebrate her birthday every year.
She was great.
A presence.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't want to
yeah.
cut you girls off short. You could certainly talk off the air, but the show is coming to an end.
Oh, no, already.
See?
Oh, my
goodness.
No, we can't. Oh, my goodness.
Jimmy Durante is singing.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll
thank you, Mrs. Battinelli. God bless you.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Linda, thank you so much. Sal, thank you for being
this
the background for us.
This was the best.
So then
it's always the best.
You're a doll.
And
congratulations, and the best of luck in all your events.
Thank you. Thank
you,
Mary Ann.
We'll figure out a date when I finish. Here.
Perfect.
Love you guys.
Love you,
Have
too.
A wonderful evening.
Bye.
Never waste an opportunity to tell someone you love them.
You're listening to the station you grew up with, 1490 WGCH Greenwich.
House moving toward impeachment. I'm Christopher Cruz. Category 1 Hurricane Dorian is drenching southeastern Massachusetts and heading north to drench coastal Maine this afternoon. From there, it's on to eastern Canada. Earlier this week, when Dorian was a Cat 5, it leveled islands in the northern Bahamas, leaving 70,000 people homeless, including this young man.
House is down. My dog dead. Some clothes I lost. Mostly everything I lost.
Correspondent Patrick Opman says the damage is catastrophic.
Houses taken off their foundations. People who end up, they told us, in trees that were 30 feet high, and that's where they rode out the storm after their houses were demolished. Now, I know people sometimes can get a little tired of hearing this, but you cannot overstate how severe the damage is.
The House Judiciary Committee planning a vote next week on a resolution that would move the committee closer to conducting hearings on articles of impeachment against President Trump. White House correspondent Joe Johns.
The House Judiciary Committee deciding that they will work toward voting on a resolution that lays out the procedures for their impeachment inquiry. This would include how to handle witnesses, how to handle hearings, how to handle secret grand jury information.
The committee is expected to adopt procedures followed by the same committee in 1974 during the Nixon impeachment hearings, the vote on the resolution expected on Wednesday. Officials in Yemen today said they pulled at least 130 bodies from the rubble of a rebel-run detention center in the country's southwest. The center was hit last weekend by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes. And Rafael Nadal has moved closer to his fourth U.S. Open title and 19th from all Grand Slam tournaments. He beat 24th-seeded Matteo Berrettini of Italy in the semifinal yesterday. The 33-year-old Spaniard will face number